This is Unnews with the always monochromatic modus operandi. Al-Qaeda operative spills the beans. Guantanamo Bay Naval Base, Cuba. An unnamed Al-Qaeda operative, believed to have been captured sometime in 2005, has revealed their big-picture plan for world domination. Initially, with 9/11, we just planned to shake Western civilization to its knees and maybe draw it into a war or two. While the first goal was a failure, the second has been an unqualified success. Since our jihadi recruitment has gone through the roof in the last few years, we were able to take our business in a whole new direction, said the operative by videotape. We've gone from a terror-driven business model to a profit-driven one. The board voted to adopt a proactive stance and radically shift the paradigm of the big plan shortly after 9/11. While we'd originally planned to sell knickknacks, tchotchkes, baubles, and whatnot for a limited time to offset the cost of future terror attacks, our American operatives sold so many little U.S. flags on dowels, pins, and belt buckles that it quickly surpassed even our Mideast Burna flag business. Even though most of the flags that were sold in America were of the tiny variety, primarily consisting of little flags that attach to radio antennas for your godless radio broadcasts, the sheer volume sold, quite frankly, stunned our original venture capitalist backers, the Saudis. The operative, initially called Deep Shiite by the media, is believed to be currently held in Gitmo, or one of the many other prisons, both secret and not so secret, scattered around the world. Deep Shiite was quickly changed to Sunny Skies after it was pointed out that Al-Qaeda is a fanatical Islamist terrorist organization of the Sunni sect. Shias, for the most part, are too busy using power drills on Sunnis in Iraq, or oppressing women and advocating the destruction of Israel and Iran to open markets in the West. We later expanded into God Bless America, On Fire for Jesus, Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition, and Real Men Lick Bush bumper stickers. Those weren't as successful as our Bikini Inspector t-shirts back in the day, but they generate a stable revenue stream to this day. Other minor terror ops in the UK and Spain were tried, to viral market our line of Union Jack and Spanish flags, but for unknown reasons they flopped. Still, we managed to break even after leasing the Spanish offices to Halliburton and shutting down that arm of Al-Qaeda. The Spanish branch was folded into the Brit one, and that office moved into high-margin sales like security cameras, metal detectors, and the like. To date, it has run consistently in the black. Security, or at least the perception of security, is a booming market nowadays for some reason. He continued. You Americans aren't so bad. And this is coming from a guy who gets 72 virgins if I die trying to kill you, so that's saying something. Ever since you redefined torture, you guys haven't been torturing me at all. Sure, it still feels like torture, but to be honest, it's kind of fun after a while. At this point, the camera moves back, revealing several men in military camouflage uniforms. The men, while masked, are assumed to be American, as most of them have pot bellies. And during a point on the tape where the Al-Qaeda agent pauses his speech, one of the soldiers can be heard telling the others about the sweet dubs on my Escalade. The White House denies that Sunny Skies has ever been tortured. Vice President Cheney has on many occasions categorically, if cryptically, stated, Oceania is at war with East Asia. Oceania has always been at war with East Asia. But it wasn't until your godless airports started annoying non-terrorist passengers that the bomb dropped. Figuratively, of course. The Al-Qaeda agent's speech paused momentarily while both he and his jailer shared a laugh. Our cells got together and after a risk analysis, plus a few long nights, we decided to pool our resources and start our own airline. While some of our brothers worry that the venture will fail, I am firmly of the belief that Jihadi Airways will be a huge success and will crush the infidel airlines under its heel. Sunny Skies made a cigarette-stomping motion with the slippered foot before continuing. While the other airlines deny you pretty much everything that makes flying tolerable, Jihadi Airways allows, nay, demands that you bring bottled liquids, matches, pocket knives, toenail clippers, and the like. While the other airlines make you line up to pass through multiple security checkpoints for searches, interrogation, and more searches, ours just lets you go straight on the plane. I mean, it's not like you're a terrorist, right? Innocent until proven guilty, we say. We won't diverge entirely from what has become the standard for air travel, though. Just like the other airlines, we'll use minimal security precautions for your baggage. Also, as with the other airlines, if you're flying to Hawaii, your bags will go to Turkey. He closed as his captors dragged him away for some alone time. Jihadi Airways is expected to start operations worldwide at about the same time that air travelers are forced to strip naked and give blood and stool samples before they're allowed to board the plane. Airline insiders think that this means the first flights will be on Wednesday, next Monday, by the latest. That was the news. Now go and get some sun.
A bling dong, bling a bling dong, bling a bling dong, bling a bling dong.